Good morning, and for those of you who are out of town, welcome to San Diego. Thank you for having us here at the ESET International Conference. My name is Camille Saltman, as Dan said, and I'm the president of an organization called CONNECT. I'm here along with Lisa Bicker, who is a special advisor and former CEO who has built our Clean Tech San Diego organization, and we're going to introduce you to the innovation capabilities of the region and some of the investment opportunities. Newcomers to our region will find an abundance of dynamic strategic partnerships and innovation opportunities. San Diego is now home to more than 6,000 innovation companies, and together these companies bring an enormous base of talent for driving new company formation. Today in San Diego, every day of the year, a new innovation company is created. The region is a magnet for entrepreneurial talent. We have about 140,000 innovation entrepreneurs and researchers and scientists employed in the region. Startups flourish quickly here. We have a very deep-rooted culture of collaboration. CONNECT was created to assist with startup formation. 1985, we were formed by the city and by the University of California, San Diego, along with business leaders like Irwin Jacobs of Qualcomm. And the goal was really to speed up the formation of startups. We've helped about 3,000 companies in startup mode over the past 25 years, and they've gone on to raise about $10 billion in capital. Along with CONNECT in the community, we have a very strong group of trade organizations that provide ongoing business development assistance to companies as they grow. And this includes Cleantech San Diego, Biocom, ComNexus, and the San Diego Software Industry Council. Thanks to this strong level of collaboration and support, our track record of moving ideas to deals to product is unsurpassed. Older industrial hubs with rigid hierarchies instill adversarial practices, but here in San Diego, we're very open and we're very agile. Our five major clusters of innovation are nurtured by physical proximity to our researchers in universities and the research institutions. We have more than 80 research institutions now in San Diego, and many of them are clustered just up the road in La Jolla on the Torrey Pines Mesa. This concentration of talent helps attract billions of dollars each year from the federal government in research dollars, and that investment propels early stage technology and pathways to commercialization. Our region, for those of you who may not be as familiar with it, is strong in five innovation areas: bioscience, semiconductors and wireless, software, defense, and clean technology. And because of this proximity of research and in industry together around the Mesa area of San Diego, we have new emerging areas, convergence areas of innovation that are forming their own new cluster. And many of those strengths are areas that you're discussing here today, areas like energy storage, batteries, smart grid, intelligent transportation, and clean and material sciences. With that, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Lisa, and she's going to tell you a little bit more about the work that's going on in San Diego. Thank you. Have a great conference.
Thank you. I'd just like to add my welcome to those of you who are visiting San Diego, and just as a postscript to Camille's comments, one of the things that is very special about San Diego is the fact that CONNECT, which has been a nonprofit organization in our region for 20 years, is here promoting and advocating and accelerating early stage commercialization. And it's made a material and measurable difference for us in San Diego. And I'm very delighted that Cleantech San Diego, my trade association, has been a beneficiary and has been able to partner with CONNECT. Cleantech San Diego is a nonprofit group. We are here because our market here in San Diego has asked us to be here. I want to give you just a little bit of background information, since I have you captured, about the innovation culture here in San Diego. It happens that we have over 800 companies that call San Diego home that are clean technology companies. We are a very active, aggressive, and proactive innovation hub focused on accelerating clean technology, not just in San Diego, not just in California, but across the country. In 2010, CleanTech San Diego was designated as one of the top 10 cluster organizations in the world because of the activity that exists here. Of those 800 companies, 200 of them are solar companies. I find that to be an astounding number. You'd also be interested to know that San Diegans are adopters. In addition to our very active private sector activity around solar energy, we are starting to be the place where electric vehicles are most quickly adopted. There are 700 electric vehicles on the streets in San Diego today. We think we have about 10% of the electric vehicles in the country here in our little cul-de-sac that we call the San Diego region. Why am I at a storage conference up here talking with you about solar and electric vehicles? You of all people know, because we are a cul-de-sac here in San Diego, and because we have such a lead in adopting solar energy solutions, and because we're very engaged in electric vehicles, issues around storage are critically important to our ability to continue to accelerate and succeed. So we live these issues. We think that the work you're doing is critically important. I'm delighted to say that the San Diego region was recently designated by the governor in 2010 as an innovation hub for energy storage. That is really because of the innovation that is occurring here basically at our anchor institutions. Our utility that you'll hear from, SDG&E, the incumbent utility, is doing some tremendous first-mover work, particularly for a utility, in the area of energy storage. And our universities and research institutions, as noted by Camille, are leaders in this area. UC San Diego, that you'll be hearing from, has, many believe, the world's most advanced microgrid and is very engaged in testing storage solutions, particularly as applied to renewable power. So we have a very robust community. I would add that complementing our university and our incumbent utility, I'm very proud of our private sector. Here in San Diego, we have over 20 companies that are focused exclusively on storage. Those companies range from what I'll call small startups, like the very exciting Flux Power that you'll be hearing more from that's located in North San Diego, to medium size, they might quibble with that, companies like Maxwell Technologies that has some new contracts that you'll also be hearing from, to large companies like Qualcomm that is playing a really critical role, and GE, in issues around energy storage. And it's that robust culture of small, innovative companies working with really large companies, supported by our research institutions, that cause us to be optimistic that San Diego will play a leading role in helping you solve some of the critical issues around solar energy storage and storage generally. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions you have about our region. I hope you'll have the opportunity to meet some of the exciting companies that are here and work with us, and we look forward to supporting your endeavors. Thank you for being here. Thank you.